every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
You know, we're just celebrating earlier on this wonderful response to the appeal to people around Cairns to head into their hub. We've been talking, of course, about the convention centre the last couple of weeks. This has been terrific as a response, but Edmonton's been doing it for quite some time, and of course up there at Smithfield as well. So remember, Edmonton is 7 days a week and they are welcoming walk-ins. Now, that's all been going well, but poor old Yarrabah Mayor over there, Ross Andrews, saying, you know, what are we going to do over here? We've got this hesitancy at Yarrabah and it's a real issue. Now, in the Cairns Post today, it says the Queensland LNP leader, David Crisafulli, has put out an urgent call to prioritise Indigenous communities as vaccination levels remain alarmingly low. Now, on a visit to Yarrabah yesterday, David Crisafulli said there needs to be a way forward for the government to give Indigenous communities the confidence. This is all about the hesitancy, the confidence to get vaccinated. I won't go on with all the details of what he said, but he did call for more transparency from the state government. Now, the local council over there, they put together information sessions for the community in the past week, but vaccinations are still lacking. Now, I've got David on the line, the state member for Broadwater. He's also leader of opposition, and he's the shadow minister for tourism, which is handy too, given the challenges we're facing up here. David, good morning.
Good morning to you, John.
Have you got a handle on this hesitancy, not just in Yarrabah, but other Aboriginal communities as well? Not all, but quite a few. What's going on?
Well, as a whole, our vaccination rate in Queensland is stubbornly low. As of this morning, we're at 45.1% of the population fully vaccinated. That is stone-cold motherless last. Mm. And as a proud Queenslander, that always makes me very, very disappointed. The Indigenous communities, that's another level of problems. Now, in Yarrabah, the most recent figures, which are a few days old, but the most recent figures are at about 15% fully vaccinated. Now, of the 16 Indigenous councils across Queensland, we've only got data for two of them, and the two we have is diabolical. So if you want to improve something, you have to measure it. You're not going to improve it if you don't measure it. So I'm particularly concerned. So yesterday, I joined Mayor Andrews, and there's two things. One is confidence in the rollout, and the second is access. And that's the greatest gift we can give right now, because we can't have vaccination rates that low in Indigenous communities. It is a tinderbox recipe for disaster.
Yeah. You don't know about the hesitancy. I mean, there have been stories about, a lot of the garbage on the internet has really been weighing heavily on people in the more remote parts of the country. But what do you put the hesitancy down to in those communities?
It's a combination. I met a young fella yesterday who was getting the vaccine, and he told me how much it had been a tough decision for him because a lot of his family members had said, don't do it, look what I read on the internet.
Yes.
Now, that's particularly concerning, but he found a way through to get it, and I was really, really delighted. Mm. But look, it needs to be a couple of things. One is, you need to have every opportunity to give people confidence by using information. Let's get people who are well-respected in these communities to give that information. And, hey, that goes everywhere. I'm not just talking about Indigenous communities. I'm concerned about confidence in the vaccine rollout right across the board. And I'm sorry, but we've got to call it for what it is. When the Premier found every excuse not to get AstraZeneca and kept on delaying it and putting it off, and, you know, at first there was a flu shot and then the dog bit her, and when that happened, my friends who are involved in the medical industry said to me, the phone just started ringing and people said, no, I won't get that vaccine. Now, I understand and respect different points of view, but I also want to give people confidence that if you believe in the small and family business at the end of the road and their staff members and you want to see them have a bright future, please get vaccinated. Mm. If you believe that there'll be a time when we can wrap our arms around our loved ones, please get vaccinated. I've just spent the last few days in Cairns and meeting people. Like, I just came from a media conference with Perry Jones. And the real hurt and the pain that these business owners are going through,
yes,
the lack of certainty, the lack of clarity, the constant moving goalposts, that has a direct impact financially and emotionally. And what I've been doing is, rather than tell everybody the problems of the world, I promote hope over fear. And I am going to hold the government account for a clear and decisive pathway out of the pandemic. We are not going to live like this indefinitely. And I'm going to fight tooth and nail for anyone who puts lives on the line to make a crust.
Well, you can imagine the chill that, well, that what the news we had at 10 o'clock this morning, how that would have sent a chill through every person who's in any way involved in tourism, dependent on tourism, some still hanging on to their jobs by their fingernails, etc., some hanging on to their businesses by their fingernails. You know, this is just the worst imaginable news for us up here that we've got another outbreak starting in the southeast corner.
Yeah, well, it's been 18 months of pain, and
yes.
I'm sure Perry won't mind me saying this. He said to me that if it wasn't for the good grace of his bank, who've loaned him some money to continue, he wouldn't still be in business. And he says there's time last week where he spent 3 days, he just didn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
That cuts me up, and I don't want this. I want to see a place like Cairns, which I've been coming to for the better part of 40 years. It's just a magnificent city. And I've got a 20-year tourism vision for this place, which is developing new products in the next decade, particularly ecotourism, making sure that we get people, when they come to Queensland for the Olympics, to experience and see this place. And then the decade after, the golden years where people see Queensland and we boom. But if we don't get some confidence, and if we don't find a way through now, you're not going to have an industry, and these guys aren't going to be there, and that's not going to happen on my watch. And if that means I have to keep coming back here and calling the government out for the mixed messages, I'll do it. If that means I have to come back here and develop a pathway out of the pandemic, I'll do it. But I'm not going to allow this to happen without one hell of a fight. They are worth fighting for, and I'm going to keep fighting from every day of the week.
Very well said, David. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate having me on, and I'll see you when I'm back. Thank you very much.
Speaking as leader of the opposition, but also shadow minister for tourism, and he was talking when he mentioned Perry. Perry, you've heard on this program, Perry Jones, he's the owner of Ocean Free and Ocean Freedom, and only a couple of weeks ago he said, this is the last throw of the dice with that loan from the bank. Everyone would, I'm sure, be wishing him every success in that, because it's just so hard seeing a way out of this nightmare for our operators. Like David just said, Perry said to him, it's hard getting out of bed some days. It's just such a challenge, so depressing. Now, the time is on 19 minutes to 11. That talk number 1300 872 911.